Welcome to the Bridging the Divide podcast. Each week, we'll explore the key factors that have contributed to today's economic divide, hear from experts and changemakers, and offer practical insights for aspiring entrepreneurs who are ready to break down barriers and inspire others. Join me as we navigate the challenges and opportunities for closing the economic gap, one conversation at a time. Welcome back to the Bridging the Divide podcast. I'm your host, Rolando Bonilla. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine being on a sports team. You pick the sport. Now imagine you're sitting in the huddle on the bench, and you're all getting ready to play this game, and you realize that some members of your team are worried about travel plans. Other members of your team just don't want to be there. Other members of your team showed up, but they're just going through the motions. And you've made the commitment to not just be there, but truly be there, be present, right? Focused on the objective of winning this game. You've gone to every practice. You've treated each practice as if that practice is the most important game of your life leading to this moment. Now you're here. You're getting ready to play. And your teammates are somewhere else mentally, somewhere else in terms of preparation, somewhere else in terms of the necessary steps that are required to be successful that day. That is the equivalent of you as a new business owner starting your company being surrounded by the wrong people. So some of you sent me some comments about an episode I did some time ago where I talked about how as you prepare to build your business, some of the people that were there when you started won't be there when you really bring this business to fruition. And some of you said to me that sounded a bit harsh, that it wasn't cool to, make this generalization that you have to change your circle in order for you to have success. Now, I do recall I did say this didn't make them bad people. It just didn't make them a good fit for where you are in life today. And see, the number one issue I tend to run into is the issue of how can I give myself the best opportunity to succeed? And I always tell folks that in my experience, the best way by which to give yourself that chance is to work to surround yourself with like-minded people who are pushing you. Because going back to the earlier example of being on a sports field, imagine how much better your experience is going to be if every single member of that team is locked in, if every single member of that team is focused on doing their job to the best of their abilities. Imagine what the outcome is going to be when the other team looks at your team and says, oh, wow, not only are they dialed in, they're ready to play. See, that's where you want to be. You want to be in an experience where you are surrounded by people who are going to uplift you. Not everyone's going to give you business advice. Not everyone's going to be an investor. Not everyone's going to be your thought partner as you navigate the issues of starting a small business. But that said, if they're going to be in your ecosystem, they have to add a level of positivity that gives you the space to grow your company into what you envision that it can be. And I'll give you another example. Imagine now as a business owner, your social circle, before you started in business, your social circle every weekend wanted to go out, hang out, whether it be restaurants or whether it be concerts, nothing wrong with any of those things. But now you, as a new business owner who is consumed with the idea of bringing this dream to reality, can't go anymore. Now imagine some of your friends pushing back and saying, hey man, what's wrong? You're a part of this social circle and you should be here and we don't think it's cool that you're moving away from us. It's a lot of unnecessary stress, right? You don't need that stress as you're trying to build something out. You don't need those headaches. You don't need folks who are taking you off of your flight path. What you want is a social circle that says to you, hey, we know what you're doing. We appreciate it. We love it. We're here to support you. And instead of making you feel guilty, they just get out of your way and, you know, cheer you on and support you in the best way that they can. This episode is really not about who your friends are in your social circle as much as it is about the urgency for you to develop boundaries. If you do not develop boundaries, particularly in the beginning of your company, you're setting yourself on a path of unnecessary chaos and drama that, in a setting such as building a business, can have very negative consequences in terms of your ability to grow. I cannot tell you how many times I have been in situations where I have wanted to do certain things, but I just can't. And the reason I can't is because I have chosen to be a business owner and I have responsibilities to growing the business. I have responsibilities to the people that work with me in that business. And I can't afford to deviate from my flight path simply because I'm in a position where folks want me to do things that I just can't do right now. And so for me, that becomes more important in the very beginning, although it's important to always have boundaries. It becomes more important in the very beginning of the formation of your company because you very often are going to have to fight these fights by yourself. And so as you're going through these fights by yourself, one of the things you need to do is to, and you hear this a lot now, it's kind of a new thing, I guess, this whole concept of protecting your energy. Well, you definitely want to protect your energy and your resources because you only have 24 hours in a day. And I do say only because when you're in business, you wish you had more hours in a day, but you don't. So because of that, you have to be selective in terms of who you spend your time with, what value they bring to the conversation. Yeah, that sounds a little selfish, but you have to be a little selfish in the very beginning. You have to make this a priority. You have to ask yourself of whether the people around you are giving you the support, the encouragement, resources, whatever it may be, so long as it's positive, or are they taking from you? Are they taking your time away from you? Are they taking your ability to concentrate from you? Are they taking your ability to really paint this picture and follow through in turning it into a reality? Because if they are, one of the hardest business decisions that you're going to have to make is telling them that as of this moment, it may not be in your mutual best interest to continue being in each other's spaces. That doesn't make them bad. That doesn't make you bad. It just means that you have to focus your time and energy on the thing that you said you are committed to, which is building this business. Now, you don't have to do these things, right? You don't have to, you know, make these adjustments if you are honest with yourself and maybe accept that you really don't want to do a business as much as it's a hobby, right? But if you do want to make this a business, then you do have to make those hard decisions. You do have to make those hard lines in the sand in order to give yourself the best opportunity to succeed. And, you know, for all of you listening out there, you know, we live in an environment right now where, you know, you see, you know, tech dollars here and investments there. And we all think that that can be us, right? And it can. It's possible. But the reality is that for the vast majority of us, we're starting, as they say, you know, bootstrap style, on your own, door to door, building this with nothing, building this out of debt, and doing the best that you can to give yourself the opportunity to finally be able to grab a rung on that ladder and push yourself up rather than up until that point consistently missing the rung and falling on your head and trying to make the adjustments to finally catch it, right? So because it's so precarious in the beginning, you need to surround yourself with a tribe of people who are going to push you, motivate you, support you. So yes, boundaries undoubtedly are a critical, critical component of business success, particularly in the beginning. You know, I'm 15 plus years in, and I still do that. I still have to create the space that I need in order to deliver the commitments that I've said I deliver, both in terms of product and in terms of, you know, company health, growth, all of the above. You have to do that. Like there's no way around it. And if you can't do that, then that's one of those soft skills, right, that you have to develop. Particularly if you know that you're already in debt, or you know that you have a very limited network in terms of resources, when you have those elements, more the reason you have to be that much more focused, that much more willing to draw those lines. So, you know, some of you had reached out and said to me that you felt that was a bit harsh. Again, I wasn't saying get rid of your friends. That's definitely not what I was saying. But similar to preparing for a big exam or preparing for a, you know, major athletic feat, it does require a level of concentration and training in the very beginning and throughout that camp, essentially, as you're building out that first phase of your business. Once you build out that first phase, then you have more decisions to make. Is that enough for you? Is it not? If it is, then maybe you make some adjustments in terms of your social life. If it isn't, then you continue with that commitment to excellence, and you keep building from it. A good example from a sports perspective is, you know, boxing. Every time before a big prize fight, you hear about boxers and their camps, right? They disappear for 3-4 months and no friends, no family, except for here and there. It is just 100% pure dedication, pure focus to that upcoming fight, training, eating, getting your mind right, so that on that night you are prepared to perform. You have to think of yourself that way, because very similarly, you have to also put yourself in a camp. And you have to educate yourself on your subject matter, educate yourself on the mistakes and how you're learning from them, figure out how you're going to get the company financed or your product out to in terms of development, and then putting it out there to sell it, right? These are all the things that you need to do in the very beginning. And in my experience, again, you have to be a monk, right? You almost have to be a monk. You have to disappear from the world a little bit. Actually, take that back, a lot of it, and come back with some level of growth that will allow for you to enter the next phase of your business journey. So in a nutshell, you absolutely have to draw hard lines and boundaries. You have to constantly be mindful of who's around you, whether they're adding or subtracting. If they're subtracting, whether it be family, whether it be friends, then you have to be willing to draw that line and say, I can't go any further with you, at least for now. I need all of my time and dedication on this idea. And when you give yourself the best chance to make that idea a reality, then you make assessments, right? But up until that point, you have nothing to celebrate, other than the fact that you have the courage to jump into business, but now you got to turn that into a reality. And to me, undoubtedly, the boundaries is a critical element to this, because it'll also help you with your time management. It'll help you with your self-esteem. It'll help you in terms of the people you do meet with, ensuring that they're adding a level of value and support to help you along on your journey. So again, all love. Assume nothing but positivity from me. What I'm trying to do here is share my experiences with you to help you in your process. You don't have to agree with everything I'm saying, but that said, the reality of it is that the path for success, whether you're, Apple, whether you're a taco stand starting for the first time, or even Shake Shack that started selling out of a cart in New York City, the path is the same for everyone. It does require a level of focus, obsession, and dedication, which also requires the tribe of people around you who are going to help propel you forward. So let's get at it. Let's go get it. And see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to the Bridging the Divide podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review, share with a friend, and give us a follow on all of our platforms. Special thanks to you for taking the time to listen today.